following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Grief has many stages, but so does healing. I'm your host, DJ Bubblegum, exploring how to live life after loss. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the final episode of No Map for This. I am so excited to be bringing on another DJ, a friend of Dominican, DJ Rewind, and we are really going to be going into depths on her experience and her life today and what she has gone through. I'm so excited to be able to get another perspective and another point of view, and from there, I'm going to pass it over to DJ Rewind, and we're going to hop right into it. And start with one of the hardest questions, I think, of like, when did you lose your dad?
Hi, first of all, thank you so much for having me on your podcast. Like she said, I'm DJ Rewind. I had a radio show here, so that's where my name Rewind from. First of all, I think I love this idea you have just talking about grief, because it is something that a lot of people go through, and it's so unfortunate, but it's a hard topic to talk about. I have experienced loss a lot in my life and at a young age, which is where our stories are very different. I lost my dad at the age of 8. It was second grade. I still remember the day. It was like a very dark time. I was so young, so it was different because I was still a kid and I like wanted to move on with my life and kind of like push it aside. But then I was also having these hard feelings. I lost my dad just for the rest of my life. It was just my sister and my mom. And then after that, I can go along with some other moments of loss in my life. In 2020, I experienced a big loss of Kobe Bryant, the helicopter crash. That was a big one because I played on the basketball team for him. And I was really close with the assistant coach, was my best friend's mom. So I was really deeply connected in that story. And that time I was a bit older, so I could experience my feelings more. And obviously it wasn't family, it wasn't like my dad, but I was kind of experiencing this loss with the rest of the world because he was so famous, but also seeing like my friend go through that, and then I was experienced that as well. And another big loss in my life was in 2023. I lost my grandpa, which he was like my everything, from the next father figure I had in my life. So yeah, that's a little my story.
Do you think that any of the emotions that you experienced when you were 8 that you really wanted to push to the side, do you think that a lot of those might have resurfaced with the big accident in 2020? And like how, if those kind of came back up together, or were you at like a different place in your life where you were able to grieve separately, or was it kind of like mixed together because now you're older and you're experiencing a big loss again? What did that like look or feel like for you?
I feel like when I was 8 years old, I was so confused. And like I said, I wanted to just pick up and move on with my life. I was woken up by my mom, who told me that your dad passed away. He passed away from a mistake. Like, he went to the doctor and they said, you just have a cramp in your calf, and it was a blood clot, so they missed it. He was very young. I was just so confused. It was like, how could this happen? But I had school, so I was like crying, obviously upset, and I was like, okay, I want to go to school. And me and my sister went to school. We told our teachers, but it was like pushed under the rug, really. And it was not until later that I really let my feelings out, just processing over time what exactly happened. Like, I'd never be able to see my dad again. But like when it first happened, it was sad, but then I didn't understand that this meant forever. I think with the accident years later, I was in a difficult situation because I was trying to be there for my friend. My best friend lost her mom. My mom is everything to me. I was like, how, like, she was my age, at, or we were the same age. So this was middle school. She could understand it more. And I was trying to be there for her, but then it was also, I was feeling the same grief of losing teammates on that plane or the helicopter, losing coaches. So I remember a specific day, these news people were coming to interview everyone at their house, which is very disrespectful because they're dealing with the loss and the news comes to interview them. But I was there as a friend, so they interviewed me for the news. I just felt so like this is not my position to be talking about this. And I remember I was told my mom, I was like, I need to go home. Like, I can't be surrounded by all of this depressive energy. I need to take a moment for myself because I was trying so hard to be there for my friend, but I couldn't let myself process the emotions I was feeling. So that's what I would say is different between those situations. I later learned to process how I was feeling, I think with growth, with losing my dad, because I was so young, I didn't understand. And then with the accident, I was put in a situation where I was trying to be there for my friend, and then I also had to grieve myself.
I do relate to you in the way that with my dad, we had had health tests being run, and he wasn't in a place of bad health at the time. He was definitely could have been better, and he was much older than your dad when he passed, but with what we were seeing going on, and because it was just kind of thrown under the rug, it was very unexpected. And I think that's where we can relate, even though it's in a much different way. And on top of that, having then the next big trauma that you experience, people trying to shove cameras and microphones in your face, is very extremely uncomfortable. That is something that I hadn't experienced, but it sounds like you were able to set that boundary of, you know, saying like, I need to be out of this space. And that's good on you. And that's such a young age, again, to have to learn how to do that and protect yourself at the end of the day, because that's really hard. But I do want to ask, you have always had like a place of grounding. Like, I feel like throughout the year, as I've slowly gotten to know you, like, no matter what, staying like in your bubble, staying in your mindset, like, and I see you definitely get that from your mom. Your mom is that way. And I love that about your mom. Your mom is such a sweetheart. I want to know, is there anything, and I assume you learned a lot of that from your mom, when you got to the place that you realized like, this is forever and I'm not gonna be able to make more memories with my dad or call my dad on a random day, like, what do you do now? Because, like, you know, now we've gotten, that was 11 years, close to 11 years. Yeah. For me, like, I'm into like second year now, but I look at my future, yeah, like 11 years later from now, what should I do to be able to continue to process? And I feel like you still hold a very strong sense of your dad within you, and I admire that, and I want to be able to do that. But sometimes, like, even now, I feel like I'm losing things a little bit. Things come to mind. Is there anything that you do to just like keep your dad present in your frame of mind and in your space?
I think, as you said, I had my mom, and my mom was my rock through all of this. She definitely keeps his memory alive, whether it's through videos or photos. She always gives me reminders of him. Also, through my dad's side of the family, I'm also getting closer with them. Again, through photos, videos, stories, all of those little things just keeps whoever is lost alive. And I think that is a very important part. Also, for me, I was able to have like a connection with a higher power. I believe in God. I believe that even though these hard things happen in our life, there is a greater purpose, and that God has a plan for my life, and that these things have happened to me, but I'm still able to make them proud in whatever I do. And I think I have made him proud. And one great memory I have with him would be him coaching me playing basketball. And now that I'm here playing college basketball, I just know he would be so proud of me. Little things like that. I'm able to connect my sport. I play my sport and think of him.
I think that's so important, and you can see it on the court. You can see the passion that you have, and I'm really excited to get to watch you play more next year. Hopefully I see you on that court a little more. It really does show just the amount of light that you have been able to give off, and just the way you hold yourself. That's really why I wanted to bring you on. I really admire you in so many ways. I completely agree. He is totally proud of you and everything that you're doing. And I am so excited to continue to watch you thrive and remain friends over the next 3 years and just see where our lives go. I feel like it's so important to keep that connection, and just like, even though our experiences are different, as more time goes on and as more conversations that we have, it's just great to be able to relate to you and have other friends who get it to a certain degree, who I know that I can count on, and I hope you feel that way about me. But on that note, I want to ask, is there anything that you want to add or that you want to say, or some life advice to close out the pod?
I'd say that grieving is never a short-term process. It is okay to still have your moments where you're sad, where you're crying, where you feel like this is unfair. I know I've had those moments just randomly where something will remind me that the person I love is gone. And I think it's okay to still have those moments, even if it's a 2-year loss or 11-year. So I think that's something I would leave us off on this podcast.
I very much agree. I think a lot of what I've talked about here is like, grief is not linear. Like, you're not going to go from one thing to the next. And I really hope that has been highlighted throughout this podcast and now shown. I also did want to touch on a higher power and believing in that God. And I think that is extremely important. I think that has connected me spiritually closer to my dad, and really just believing that there is more, and we are going to be able to achieve that as long as we don't remain stagnant in our life and continue to push forward for the people we love is so extremely important. And I'm so grateful to have you on. And with that, I'm going to close out this podcast series. I really have enjoyed getting to have this experience and be DJ Bubblegum. It has really been a joy of mine, and I hope to possibly continue this in the future. So thank you so much. I really appreciate everyone who has listened to this series over my past semester, and I'm very grateful to our professor and learning about how podcasts work and being able to build this and have this platform. And I hope that you've been able to learn something from this series and grow from this series and feel supported throughout your experience from grief, whatever that may be.